I'm Chris Stefanik here with Pat Lencioni, and here's your 3-minute reset. I want to talk today about the importance of recognizing beauty. I think it was Martin Luther who once wrote that God wrote 2 books, the Bible and the world, nature, right? And if you're a Christian, you should probably read both, because he speaks through his word in the written pages, but he speaks through the beauty of the world all around you. I mean, if you see a painting, it tells you something about the painter, and this world tells us something about God, and also wakes our souls up to something about ourselves. We need to spend time. You're driving to work. Take a minute. Soak in the beauty around you. If it's a warm season, roll the window down. Try to smell the roses. Look at the mountains in the distance. We can go through life and not even notice the beauty around us because of the stress in our minds. And I'll tell you, we bring a ball of stress into the workplace if that's how we live.
And people might listen to this and say, everybody says this, stop and smell the roses. But I will tell you, I don't, not near enough.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be walking into my home and I'll just look up and go, stop right now. There's a sprout on that tree that wasn't there yesterday. Do I even appreciate this? And I have to say, sometimes I think the day I die, if I know I'm dying, am I going to look back and go, why did I not notice all these things more? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a good thing for us to say, I've heard this throughout my life, but am I really appreciating nature? And Chris, the story of your wife and her conversion is a powerful one.
Yeah, there's a profound spiritual power in looking to the nature around you. My wife had become an atheist and was very lost and empty inside. She was on a beach, and while she was on this beach at 2 a.m, just feeling very lost, but she looked at the beauty all around her, and she got an overwhelming urge to say thank you. And she thought, who am I thanking? So this can't account for itself. There's got to be a source. There's a great saying that the worst moment for an atheist is when he wants to give thanks and doesn't know who to thank. And her faith in God and her sense that life has actual meaning all returned right there, because she paused and looked at the beauty of nature all around her. And this is a dramatic instance of nature changing someone, right? But it has that power all the time. It could change your perspective every day and rip you out of yourself and that funk that you're getting in your own head just by pausing and looking at what God made.
Yeah, and I think about like when I bought a house. My wife and I bought a house. We looked very carefully. We found the house we wanted. It had a nice backyard. Have I really gone out there and said, wow, look at this. Look at these trees in this backyard. It's like I move on to the next thing. And God wants us to stop and say, look, there's some flowers right there. Yeah, stop and contemplate the fact that you get to enjoy that, because by doing that, we're thanking God. So let's pray. God, slow us down that we may see all the beauty that's around us that comes from you, and that we may, in appreciating that, appreciate you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.